Welcome to the Casual Carrots of Gaming. My name is Dirk.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Chester.
Yeah.
You're always going to be last.
Always. Unless you sneak it in there. Stiggity, stiggity, snake.
Right.
Sorry.
I thought you were going to do the intro.
He couldn't do it. He's like, I wouldn't even know what to
I'm
say.
Scared. I'm
probably
scared
something like, welcome to the Casual Carrots of Gamer.
It's probably like,
it's intimidating.
I'm too high to do this.
I was going to do that, but I don't have a glass of water. I'm way too high to be walking around without a glass of water. So, yes, 14.1, Pointcast 14.1, we are talking about the Genesis X-Men game. This is the intro song from the cartoon, because that's what...
Because it just sounds better.
It does sound better.
That's plus, it has awesome. All the snicked in there.
Yeah, it has everything,
jet noises.
Everything happening in the background.
The car throwing noises.
Oh, here comes the last part.
Oh.
X-Men is filmed in front of a live studio audience. Right after Rock Live.
Jesus Christ.
Let's go back to the whole Fox lineup. Living Color? Anybody? Anybody?
Oh, yeah.
Buttercream? Buttercream? Aaron's got his hand up.
All right. So, this game came out in 1993 when we were all very young and sexy.
12.
Like I said. This is actually only one of like the five games I played on the Genesis.
Yeah, this game was just absolutely too brutal for me to beat. I cheat coded the shit out of this.
Yeah,
game.
I don't think I ever beat it.
Yeah, it gets
like
rough.
Easy, but if you play it on easy, then you can't play the last level.
Yeah,
it's like, hey, good job. Now play it if you want to play.
Try it on
game.
A harder difficulty level. You're like, no, fuck that. This is hard enough.
Yeah,
so
no shit.
It's like the what is that? Ghouls and Goblins when you like beat the game and it's like, oh, that was awesome. Do it again.
Yeah, I just like. Throw
bullshit.
The controller and play Echo the Dolphin.
No, I did the start select one, like where you would pause it, not start select, where you'd pause it and unpause it, and then you'd have full health back. So I just make a bunch of stupid mistakes over and over and over again.
Well, yeah, you got to cheat your way through it.
Well, dude,
this shit gets
it's
real,
like, just like life.
I actually think that the reason why I don't like to play a lot of hard games is because I was raised on the Contra code, the Turtles code, and like codes like this, to where if a game is too tough, I IDB hold it.
Dude, I would go to Blockbuster and rent a Game Genie.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
The Game
and
Genie.
Just, and I, one or two games that I knew I couldn't beat on my own. And just go home and rock that shit.
Whatever happened to the Game Genie?
The internet.
True.
Cheat codes
Game
are
Shark.
Readily available
Game Shark.
On the internet.
Well, no, but a Game Genie was like something a little bit more. It went into the code, man.
Yeah, it
was a
how
genie.
That, you know, and they say that like modding games nowadays is like a lot of like the smaller developers are like, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, like Valve.
And like the bigger guys are like, you're modding our game. That's illegal. You're stealing it from us and stealing our code. And
dude, have at it. Counter-Strike is one of the biggest, like Counter-Strike 2 is still the biggest like multiplayer online game.
Look at League of
but
Legends.
That's exactly what the Game Genie did. It just modded the game.
Wait, was League of Legends like a, what is Dota?
League of Legends Dota was a Warcraft 3 map that was user-generated.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Dota is a, it's a multiplayer arena. Can I deal? Brandon play. We can ask him next week.
Yeah, when he
or tomorrow,
comes and whips our monkey ass at the Nintendo Olympics.
I'm scared. Anyways, X-Men.
X-Men.
I forgot what we were doing.
Cerebro.
Magneto.
Cerebro.
Magneto.
We watch Riff Tracks. Chester has no idea what's going on.
I'm lost.
So it had a lot of the that cartoon from the 90s. That badass cartoon. That cartoon was the shit.
Dude,
it had a lot of that in there.
All the character models were like one for one. Yeah. It came out at the probably around the same time as the cartoon. I should, you know, I'll look that up while you're doing your little.
But it gave you all the history. Characters you loved from the cartoon. You know, you got to play as Gambit, Nightcrawler, Wolverine, and Cyclops. Nobody likes Cyclops, but and then
awesome power, horrible fucking personality.
I love Gambit. Yeah, that's the shit. Big Gambit fan.
Shelly.
So, and that was really freaking awesome. I don't know why Nightcrawler. I mean, his power was awesome in the game.
Nightcrawler was one of my favorites.
Well,
I love
teleportation in the game.
Yeah. Hey, when did you say
just in
on
the
show? I don't know. He just didn't have a lot of character.
When did you say this game came out? 93. Okay, yeah. The X-Men started in 92, and there was only 5 seasons, not 10. I'm very wrong.
Oh. Should we stop and start over?
I think we should. I made him. I gaffed.
You gaffed?
I made a gaff.
So it had the 4 playable characters, but then it also had like a character that
support.
You could support character. There you go. Why can't I think of that word? long day.
Because what I do.
It had Storm, Rogue, Iceman, and Archangel that would come in and just kind of like wreck everything on the screen.
Yeah, they were.
Iceman would create a bridge for you.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Which was dumb.
Yeah, it kind of was like, thanks, Iceman.
Thanks. See you later. See you as a teenager in the future. You'll hit your stride by the third movie.
And then when you fall down a hole, then Jean Grey would
bring you back up.
Teleport you back up.
When we were doing a little research for this, they were saying that the lack of actually playable characters made it, like that was like a criticism about it.
Yeah, but it was a Genesis game, dude. It's not like it was a PS3 game.
It did make every
X-Man ever.
It did pick favorites though, because it put like the top four favorite characters at the forefront and just like perpetuated that stereotype.
All of them men. Women are backup characters. You out of a hole.
Where's Jubilee in this whole mess?
Right,
Jubilee. She's
she's preparing the
exactly
the
nowhere like she could be. That means like she should be.
She's playing a video.
She's
playing an arcade
the
game.
The locks.
Yes. Don't rip on locks, man.
She wasn't even really in the movies. She was just like a student for a second. You see her a second with her big hoop earrings. You're like, hey, is she? Oh, okay.
Well, but I think she was a major major player in the
In
the cartoon.
In the cartoon, she was.
Because
was she a major player in the comics?
You're asking the wrong guy.
Because I feel like she was.
She had her own book.
Did she?
Yeah, for a little bit.
I was gonna say. I always thought maybe she was just thrown into the cartoon as a main character to help it be more relatable to kids.
No, yeah, that's what the thing. I think she had her own book for the same reason. It's like she was like the cool hip teenager, yo.
Yeah.
And turns out
with her
no
with
really
her constant
her.
Raincoat and her sunglasses across the top of her head, she never wore.
She looked like a mutant.
I totally
fucking April O'Neil.
Yes, thank you. On the nose, sir. So what else you got on
and
that?
She shot fireworks out of her hands.
She did. She was...
Yeah, that's like
if you're going
sparklers,
to a rave,
like, that's not frightening
you invite
at all.
Jubilee, but that...
She wound up... I think in the first episode, she wound up like taking the head off of
a sentinel,
yeah, with that.
Oh, yeah?
Or maybe she didn't. She did something. I know
she probably
just
like, dazzled
she just
him.
Yeah, she destroyed an arcade game.
She so jazz hand the
she's
fuck
got
out
a
of
jazz
it.
Hand. You fucking stole it.
So there was... And then they threw in a lot of the... A lot of the bosses were a lot of the bad guys you remember from the cartoon. And there was some from the comic that either... Sorry, I keep hitting my Velcro thing. I don't know why. But there was a lot of from the comic that weren't really showcased that well in the cartoon.
Well, Juggernaut came out right away.
Juggernaut
and Sabretooth were both in it.
Yeah, and those were the big ones that everyone remembers. Obviously, Magneto.
The voice Magneto. Actor for Sabretooth from the cartoon had no like talking voice. It was all just like, Wolverine! Everything was.
We gotta watch this. We gotta watch that afterwards.
We can do that. Yeah, he just keeps screaming.
Remember, Apocalypse was in there, and he was a bitch. You beat him in like three hits. Like that's.
He still has the coolest. No, he still has the coolest fucking line from the comic. When I can't remember, if it was a 2-part series where he is disguised as one of the like the senators, and he gets. He's trying to unleash this. Virus on the whole human race and just make it like just kill everybody. Mm-hmm. And one of the guys is like, "Oh my god, you're a mutant! I can't believe you fooled me." And he's like, "I am as far beyond mutant, or as far beyond
I am as far beyond
mutant
as
they
as
are,
mutants
as
are beyond
human." It was like awesome. It's just like it's just he's I don't know because he was like a god and
yeah.
Sorry, I just went. That's probably my favorite X-Men, even though he's not an X-Men.
Favorite villain.
My favorite and like. From the canon, it's him.
And then there was all those weird, like, minor bosses, like Mojo and Ahab. Like, really? They were mentioned for, like, a minute in the book. And
no.
We need more bad guys.
Yeah.
Like, why not put a... What's her fuck in there? Why can't I think of her name?
Mm. The White Witch?
No. Yeah, well, the blue chick, what? Brain.
Oh, Mystique.
Yeah. Throw Mystique in there.
Brain.
Why do that? I mean, she could...
She was in the arcade game.
Yeah, I mean, she could adapt to your powers and be you.
Well, so was Pyro. See, cool. That's... this game really... It was too hard for me.
It was hard.
But at the same time, I think the Konami game came out with the side-scroller beat-em-up.
Mm-hmm.
And that had everybody... It had, like, the Blob. That had Pyro.
God, that game was a lot of fun.
It was a shitload of fun.
Let's redo this and do that game.
We can probably go back and do it. Next week on the Pointcast, or 2 weeks from now.
Yeah, that game was a lot of fun.
But it did get praised for that. I'm going to throw the music in there just because it's got the... We're just going to talk
over
that.
But you could actually play Storm
in that. Sweetest
MIDI
ever.
You could play Storm in that.
Yeah. You could be Storm, Nightcrawler,
Wolverine,
Cyclops, and Colossus.
That's right, Colossus.
And there was an actual, like, a five-player setup where you could play five players at the same time instead of, like, a two- or three-player wall.
They had it at the
wall.
Nickel Arcade.
That's, like, did they really? One more than four players.
I would play it. I played the shit out of that at the Nickel Arcade. Wow. I must have spent, like,
there
$2
was a Nickel Arcade
on that game. Yeah. It was in the same parking lot as Atomic Comics over by Fiesta Mall.
Is that still, that just closed like 3 or 4 years ago, didn't it?
Along with the
did
Macy's.
That close? So I don't know. But I would like, you know, I'd go spend a whole day at the comic shop and then go play Nickel Arcade games all fucking day.
We didn't have that. We grew up in small towns.
Yeah. Speaking of that, we should do a weight loss challenge between the three of us.
Okay.
Why are we talking about this on the internet?
Because then it's in writing.
All right, I quit.
Winner.
You win, Derek.
He looks defeated.
You win.
I win. What? I don't know. You're talking about comics and playing video games when you were younger. I'm like, I got this, motherfucker.
Okay.
I don't know. I just threw it in there.
Because you rode bicycles.
No.
All right, let's move on. I would have ridden bicycles, except that every one of them got stolen.
Where did you live? Did you live in Guadalupe?
I lived in Tempe, pretty close to Guadalupe.
Jesus.
Up until, no. The last one that I remember didn't get stolen. You just set it free.
That was the one before.
Oh, did you ghost ride the whip?
That was before the last one.
No, he was coming back from the bar.
Let's talk about X-Men.
Yeah, no. This is going to be awesome. He's coming back from the bar, probably about 4 or 5 in the morning. Bars in Arizona close.
There's no telling.
Close at 2. And he usually locked his tree up to, or the bike up to the tree. He locked his tree up to the bike.
I locked the tree to my bicycle so it wouldn't go anywhere.
In the bike's defense, the tree was much more fun to ride.
It was one of those ants didn't want to wander off.
He usually locks his bike up to the tree out in front of his house, but I showed up at his house and the lock was there, but there was no bike. And I'm like, Chester, what happened to your bike? He's like, I don't know. I think I got mad at it and threw it, but I had the presence of mind to take the lock.
The bike was free. The lock cost me $13. Okay?
And if Chester was an X-Men, his special ability would be time travel. Not really time traveling, just forgetting everything that
happened. Probably move forward in time. You can't go backwards.
That's
time.
a great little... I like that. Chester, if you were an X-Man, what would you like your power to be?
Oh, man.
So you can't be like Superman where you can be like, I can do fucking everything.
Now, does
ever.
It got to be an existing power or just one power?
That's what I was thinking.
I mean, it's got to be like,
because I was going to say
power.
Fireworks out of my hands.
So you'd be Jubilee. Yeah, because it seems like X-Men, they have like power.
You're built like her.
You know? Yeah. They're not like, you know, like I, again, like Superman, where Superman can do fucking anything ever.
One power. You can't be Jean Grey.
Yeah.
Can't be Jean Grey power. That's too
Why
there.
Why not?
Because she has telekinesis and...
like Banshee had a pretty sweet power, right?
What, screaming?
Screaming. And being able to fly because of it somehow.
There's a reason why they just kind of put that one on the back.
You push yourself off the ground. It comes out so fast and you push yourself off the ground.
I hate your ground. Get away from me.
I think I would... Are you going to seriously answer this?
But you can't... Also, I just want to... You cannot do Rogue. Because, again, that's like Superman.
Yeah.
You can take any power you
want. I love Wolverine's healing ability. I think that is cool as shit.
You stole mine.
Well, maybe you shouldn't have made me go first.
You know what I'll do? I'll take Magneto.
Magneto?
Cerebro?
That is a pretty good power because he can even magnetize non-magnetized metals, apparently.
He can make them magnetic.
It's funny because every metal is just like... Because have you ever been on a train? Like a subway car?
Are they all aluminum?
A lot of that stuff in there is aluminum.
He tore that shit apart in X-Men 1.
Yeah, a lot of that shit, like the inside walls, that's just all like aluminum. The outside is, it's probably steel.
Well, but if the steel is connected to the...
Leg bone?
Yeah.
Then you're Wolverine.
If the adamantium is connected to the leg bone?
I would probably have
bone.
The power to just not have to urinate.
To love.
On command.
Not urinate on command?
Yeah, I'd be like...
That's called incontinence.
I'd be like, God, I gotta pee so bad.
So
like,
you just want to be like a normal human being.
I know at the beginning of this episode I said I had to pee, and I could probably hold it for 20 minutes. I was lying.
You got 5 more minutes, son. Chester, let's take this real slow.
I'm gonna leave the room.
Really? You can't last for a 20-minute episode.
No.
Oh, my.
Ryan, did you choose a power?
Pee.
Okay, so Ryan is stepping out for a second. We are professionals. Any particular part of this game that you thought was why it kind of adhered to you, except for like the nostalgia? I wouldn't say it wasn't nostalgia at that time, but
it was just hard as fuck, man. Like I said, I don't think I ever beat the actual game.
I mean, I did with, like I said, with the cheat code. But what kept? Did you keep coming back to it, or was it just because
I did,
you only...
Because one of my best friends growing up was obsessed with X-Men. And he's the one who turned me on to the cartoon show.
Mm-hmm.
And then he wanted to play this, because you could play it two-player. You could each choose one character, one of the four, and play at the same time on the screen.
Oh, I don't remember that.
And maybe it was just Genesis and not Super Nintendo. I don't know. But
there was no Super Nintendo.
Oh, okay. Well, we used to play two-player all the time.
Yeah. The guys that I was telling you guys about before, they loved X-Men. They were religious about the comic books. They were religious about watching the show. And they had the full... They had every single X-Men toy still in its wrapper, which was amazing. Like, I still want that right now.
But did they have all of the Slash fiction?
Hey, when'd you get back?
Oh, Ryan's here.
I never left.
Did you just piss yourself?
Get in a bottle.
So Ryan was thinking this whole time very carefully about which X-Men power he would have.
Well, you see, here's the thing.
Vision?
You don't... Yeah. I'd be able to see properly. No, I would like to be able to read thoughts, but not like all the time. Where you're you can't turn it off.
You like point at someone and know what they're thinking.
You know,
so you just want Professor X's power.
Pretty much, yeah.
But with all the walking.
No.
You'd be bound to a wheelchair?
That hover chair was pretty sweet.
Yeah, dude.
What?
I'll hover around.
I can just
get French fries all the time.
There's a reason why I didn't really understand like quadriplegic and paraplegic people. It's because of Professor X. Because he's the cleanest motherfucker. Like, he has no tubes running out of him. He's just like, Gene.
Not only that, why couldn't he just move his legs with his mind and walk?
He didn't have the telekinesis, just the telepathy.
Telepathy.
Oh, that's right.
Telepathy.
But, you know, he could mind control people to make them bathe him regularly.
They could. But could he mind control himself
Gene,
a new set of shorts?
Fuck.
Do you know how a quadriplegic goes to the bathroom, like drops a deuce?
I can't wait to find out.
Well, they don't do it every day. They every once in a while. Like, I know this because my wife used to date a guy who took care of a quadriplegic person. Uh-huh. And every once in a while, like every other day, they will take an X-lax and then just chill on the toilet until it just falls out.
Oh, that's how I go to the bathroom.
Well, that special floating chair, I mean, it's a thick chair. There's more going on.
Oh, you're talking about... See, I'm thinking of the X-Men movie chair. So that thick chair, it did have a lot of...
His hover chair.
Yeah. He figured it out in the cartoon. He turned that thing into a big floating toilet.
I just picture that there's constant...
It probably had a mini fridge in it, too.
Do you remember how they woke Cartman up like for the Wii episode? Like when he freezes himself in time?
Yeah.
How they pat his balls. I just imagine that's constantly going on in that chair.
And they never show him from the back. This on the back, it says Banana John. And then it has like a phone number. Like once a week, the honey dip guy comes over and cleans out his poop.
Poor Professor X. So, yeah, we were talking about a game. It's a game that everybody should really go out and check out. Especially if you got, I don't know... if you have some patience, because this game is gonna ruin you.
Yeah, it's not for the faint of heart.
Yeah, but there is a cheat code out there. Oh, breaking down the fourth wall.
Oh, that's right.
Where it actually tells you to reset the computer.
Oh, Jesus!
But you don't know how to do that.
And you have a time limit.
Yeah. So if you don't do it, I remember losing at this when I was younger. Until we figured out that they meant
reset that computer.
Yeah, the Genesis.
You had to hit the reset button on the Genesis console itself.
Softly.
Yeah, soft reset, just a quick one. If you hold it down too long, it'll...
A soft reset.
Reset the game.
So, again, it was just brutal.
It's
like, hey, you made it all the way to this part of the game.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Here's a riddle for you.
Yeah, here's 2 minutes to stress.
What do I do?
And then fuck you. And, again, that's why I just walk away from games. Like, right now, The Last of Us, fuck that game. Fuck that game right in its ass.
Why?
It's hard.
Is it? Is it really hard to just ride a horse to the teenage girl?
There's no... I haven't touched a horse, man.
Oh.
You've touched a teenage girl, though.
Nope. All right. Look at that. 30 minutes. On the nose. Any last thoughts?
Any last thoughts?
For your last fucking episode? You stop. You lasted 30
Here's
minutes.
Here's our producer again.
You stop. We will give you a mic whenever you, you come up with a game that you want to talk about. Any last thoughts about the game?
Nope.
It's hard, man. It's real. It's really real. It was one of the first games where I'm just like, like where it feels like you should beat it, and it, you can't. You can't. You can't do it. Yeah. I challenge you to do it.
Yeah, just hard. The whole, like, just straight from the comic, not from the comic. Well, I guess it would be from the comic and from the show, like, for me.
Yeah, you know, like pantless Nightcrawler.
Yeah, I like, love that shit.
You'd kill an enemy and then walk 2 feet and turn back, and they'd be right there again.
Actually, if I take anything away from this, the first level and just, like, the bottomless pit that is everywhere that you fall off of.
That's the jungle, man, the Amazon.
Yeah, didn't you know that there's just bottomless pits all over the jungle?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's why we're tearing it down, one acre at a time.
Nice.
And filling it in.
Filling it in with all the trees we cut down.
Fuck that jungle.
America.
Anyway, thank you for listening to the PointCast 14.1 of the Casual Cards of Gaming. My name is Dirk.
I'm Chester.
Oh, I'm Chester's Ryan. Guy. Confused now.